to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the salamander. I have been making a new path through the woods, and I am coming across salamanders hiding under the rocks and fallen branches as I go. Most of us rarely see salamanders and might not even know what they were if we did see them, mistaking them perhaps for lizards. But they are not lizards. For lizards are creatures of hot and arid climates, and they are reptiles. Salamanders, on the other hand, are amphibians and deserve more of our attention and admiration, for they are fascinating animals with unappreciated beauty and spiritual qualities. Salamanders are amphibians, which means that, like frogs and toads, they lead double lives. They are both water and land creatures. They are born from eggs laid in water and develop into larvae in the aquatic phases of their lives. Then they metamorphose into adults and move up onto the land, where they hide under rocks and logs and eat insects, worms, and snails. Unlike frogs and toads, however, salamanders walk rather than hop, and they have long bodies with long tails and four legs. Their skin is soft, moist, and smooth. Salamanders are cold-blooded vertebrates, and they are very sensitive to the moisture levels and temperature of their environment. Remarkably, they do not drink, but instead absorb moisture through their skin. Therefore, they must live in damp, shady places, protected from drying air and the heat of the sun's rays. When the temperature drops below freezing, salamanders hibernate. Of the 320 salamander species worldwide, two reside here in Maine. The spotted salamander is the larger and more dramatic looking. It is black and shiny with bright yellow spots, and it can grow up to 7 inches in length. The red-backed salamander is more common, with a gray-brown body and a wide rusty red stripe from nose to tail. This is the salamander I have been finding as I clear the new paths in the woods. Inexplicably, I once found a spotted salamander on our snow-covered woods road in March. I have no idea how it got there, but I picked it up, carried it back to the sauna, and after making a small depression in the soil underneath the sauna, I laid the salamander in the dirt and covered it with a piece of firewood. I hope it survived. The salamander has a significant presence in the folk beliefs of our ancestors, which contrasts markedly with its actual biologic nature. The salamander was thought to live in the hottest part of the fire, and in the alchemy of the Middle Ages, the salamander came to symbolize the element of fire. This belief may have been derived from a mistaken identification with the mythological dragon. For in early bestiaries, the salamander often stood in for wingless dragons in illustrations. But it is the salamander's amphibian nature that makes it an important spiritual totem animal, for it is a creature both of water and of earth. With its feet in both water and earth, the salamander gives access to inner awareness of spirit and emotion, and outer awareness of body and the material world. Salamander can be a guide for transition and transformation from one state to the other. Being so sensitive to its dual environments of water and earth, spirit and body, salamander can help us navigate life changes, advising us when to move and when to remain still, when to be water and when to be earth. And so, my friends, may salamander find you when you are most in need of its guidance. Thanks be for the wisdom of salamander. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.